But I don't know. This is just a report back.
Yep.
From one of his top people.
Yep.
Who told me, and I was told that this is the first direct offer. Well, they made me a proposition a week ago, and then he threw Bright Parlow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that he's been talking to different people this week, including the military, as well as Democrats and Republicans. And he said he didn't get one objection.
I think that's true.
I don't know.
I think that's true, and I think you're going to have to... I wouldn't worry about what they said. I'd just be like Stimson. I'd go on and give it most serious consideration.
Yes, sir. I wonder what Hubert's reaction, what the party people ought to
do. I think every one of them would feel like I feel. They ought to. And I think that it... I think any good Democrat ought to want to serve his country, and he can't serve it any better in a place like that. Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense sit with the President every moment on all these decisions. And you had a lot of background in the House, you've had it in the Senate, and there are very few that have it. And those that have it, like Russell and others, are up the years where they wouldn't take the administrative assignment. But you've got a lot of backup people to help you there. And it's well organized, and you can, you've got excellent joint chiefs. They've never been better. And you'll be losing Wheeler in July and be losing McConnell. But you would be able to handle it, and I'd be very disappointed in a Democrat that didn't throw his hat in the air. And I think it's an act of statesmanship on Nixon's part.
Yes, sir. Now, there's one, of course, there's some problems on another side. I don't know who his Secretary of State is going to be. And a lot of, you know, stories going around. I don't get any feel for any one person, sir.
No, I just don't know, and I don't speculate. I've heard the number mentioned, but I just honestly don't know.
I heard Chief Black today.
Yeah.
Not from...
He is up in years, I would think.
I don't see how he could do it.
He turned me down on two or three things that I asked him to do because of his health and up in years.
Yes, sir. Well, he helped, I know, out of Asia.
He's been very helpful.
Yes, sir. Well, I sure appreciate this, and I'll be back to you if you don't mind.
You call me anytime you want to on anything, and I don't know your personal situation, but from the standpoint of your country, you ought to do it.
Yes, sir. Helen wants to say hello to you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
She's coming right on.
And from Helen's standpoint, you ought to do it, Scoop.
Well, you tell her that.
All right.
All right. Here she is,
sir.
Just right.
Hello?
Hi, Helen. How are you, dear?
I'm just fine.
I'm just doing wonderful. And I think this is a great honor and a great tribute to both of you.
Well, I'm mighty proud of you.
Well, I just don't know. I think it's an act of statesmanship on Nixon's part, and I'm very proud of both of you. And you sure will have my blessings, and my hat will be in the air if you decide that's what you ought to do. You know your personal situation better than I do. But I think it'd be good for the country, and I think it'd be awfully good for you, and I think that he can't see it now, but 4 years from now, I think that he'd think it's the best thing he ever did.
Well, I'm mighty proud of him. I know he respects your opinion and judgment so much.
Well, I don't know of anyone that I think I've watched this thing very closely for 5 years, and I've watched him a lot longer, and he could pull the country together as well as anyone that I know, and I just don't think as anybody could do it as well as he can.
You're very kind. I appreciate all of this, and enjoy getting a chance to visit you.
Good luck, and just count me in on anything you want to do.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. I'll get it back in two.
Bye.
Mr. President, my sister, who retired cooking, you know, has been quite ill.
Yes, I knew.
And she's right here beside me, and she wants to thank you for that very nice letter.
Thank you. I'd like to talk to her.
Fine, Mr. President. Here she is.
Hello.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, I'm so glad that you all are together. Scoop has talked to me about you so much, and I have just been pulling for you, and I just hope that y'all are enjoying each other. Yes.
Well, I'm really enjoying it. It's a lot of rain, but I'm enjoying it very much.
Well, you have a good time, and you got a wonderful brother.
Well, I think so.
Well,
thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be back.
Scoop, you just let me know anything I can do. I'll be for you whichever way you go. It's a matter that you have to decide.
Yes,
but I made up my mind a long time ago that there couldn't be a better one than you, and I want to help the president. He needs it, and the country needs it. And if we all got in a hell of a shape, you'd feel mighty bad with yourself.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to help him, but whether I can help him more up on the hill.
No, I'll tell you now, you can't. Yes, I'll tell you now. You can do everything you can do on the hill from that office, and a hell of a lot more, too. You got a lot more goodies to work with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'll be back to you.
Thank you.
Waiting.